We're going to, in this segment, we're going to be learning the sugya of whether Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Deraisa Derabonon. It seems to be an academic shayla. Maybe a shayla snegeh if you have a machloikis, whether you have to go l'kula, l'chumra, savik derabonon l'kula, savik deraisa l'chumra. In actuality, the import of this machloikis was used extensively 130, 140 years ago when there was a tremendous debate. They were the first few hundred Jewish-owned fields in Eretz Yisrael, when the first Moshavim were being established. And we're talking over here by a few settlements that were established by Frum Yidden. And, of course, the discussion that came up was Shemitah. See, for hundreds of years, there was almost no Yiddish agriculture in Eretz Yisrael. Most of the produce was Arab produce. Whether Arab produce has the dinim, the limitations, the restrictions of Kiddusha Sperish Viet, we're not going to be learning the sugya, but just to point out the basics of it, is a machloikis between a famous machloikis between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef. This is a machloikis that goes back to the 1500s. The Beis Yosef held that Peirois Nochrim do not have Kiddusha Shvias. There are limitations on buying, selling, using, how one uses the Peir Shvias. There's also a Shas Habir, which means that after a certain point in time, they have to be liquidated. They can only be kept for however long the normal eating and storing time is. After that, it's being held not la'ochlo. The Torah says in Pashas Bahar that the Peiros of Shemitah should be their hefker, A. B, they're not to be used l'schoira. C, they're la'achilo. La'achilo means in the normal time that one eats it, that's how long you can have it. After that is the Shas Abiur, they have to be liquidated. According to some Shem, that means liquidated. According to some Shem, that means they have to be left out, hefker, and so on. So that's a very limiting halacha in terms of how one uses Peir Shvias. The Beis Yosef held that there is no Kiddushas Peir Shvias on Peiros Nochrim. The Mabit held not that way. The Chaznish very strongly supported the opinion of the Mabit. So even though Yerushalayim, the minig was for many, many hundreds of years, like the Beis Yosef, slowly accepting the Mabit's chumrah of keeping the halachas, the restrictions of Kedusha Shvias and Peiros Nochrim is becoming more niskabel. In Bnei Brak, they follow the psak of the Chazon Ish and Peiros Shvias, even if they come from Arab produce, are also. There are certain types of Jewish produce that are also bechlal. That's called Svichim. That's already beyond the purview of our discussion. We're talking here about vegetables, everything that comes from Goyish field. Again, what's called that it's Peiros Shvias? Does it have to do with how much it grew, when it was picked? Though that's a whole subject on its own. Which Shana do you go for each type of produce? But let's leave that all aside. In the late 1800s, the first few hundred Jewish fields, and the Shaila came up, keep Shemitah. How to keep Shemitah? And there was a discussion, maybe because then the economic system was very weak, and there was also a risk for various legal reasons with the Turks, with the Arabs, that land that would lie fallow would be taken away. So there was need for devising various stratagems in order to maybe lessen the load of Shemitah on those few hundred families. And because of that, there was a Het Mechira that was proposed. This is not the Het Mechira of the 1930s, 1940s, and of today, which is like some type of blanket selling the whole country. There's very little mainstream halachic support behind that. We're not even going to discuss the Marmukims. But one of the issues in the 1880s that came up, the Aruch HaShulchan writes about the Netziv, the Beis Halevi, Rabbi Shulayb, Rabbi David Karliner, all the G'dayli Olam of the late 1800s, early 1900s wrote extensively, and one of the subjects was, if Shemitah is Durabonon, maybe there would be a Mokum for Haroma. Same way by Mechiras Chometz, we use a Haroma, we sell the Chometz, even though we don't really mean to sell it, but we use the idea of selling, we take it seriously, we lock it up in a cupboard, and we don't come near the Chometz or whatever rooms we're selling the whole Pesach, but everybody knows the guy's not coming in. Could you use that type of Mechira for real? It's easier to allow a Mechira, which is a Haroma, on a Durabonon. If Shemitah is Deiraisa, it's a little bit tougher. The reason why by Chometz it's only Durabonon is because Mideiraisa, Bittel works. Mideirabonon, you'd have to liquidate, you'd have to get rid of it. Or not to have to get rid of it, Mechira works. In any case, that would be one of the places where this type of subject is not just academic, but it really assumes halachic, tremendous amount of halachic importance. Again, today, it's not negated to the Het Mechira of today. In any case, is Shmita deraisa, Shmita derabbanan? We have to open up the sugya that we alluded to in the previous segment, discussing Prozbul. And the Gemara in the context of Prozbul brings up that Shmita bizman hazeh is derabbanan. Problem is, it's not so clear what Shmita it's talking about. The pasuk says like this, v'zeh dvar ha-shmita shomoit. So the Torah mentions twice Shmita. Rebbe, quoted in the Braisa, tells us that there's a comparison b'shmitas karkois or b'shmitas ksofen. Rashi understands that the comparison is over here is kipshuta, shmitas karka of the seventh year, shmitas karkois of the seventh year. So in Rashi is telling us that obviously the reason why Shmitas Ksofim and Prozbul works because it's Derabbanon, like the Gemara says, is because Shmitas Karkois is Derabbanon. Why is it Derabbanon? There's one discussion. Rashi brings up 2 points. One point is because Bizman Hazeh Botla Kedusha Saaretz. Kedusha Saaretz when Klai Yisrael goes into Golus is Botl. One reason is because Kedushas, not because Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is bottled, but because the din of Shemitah, the system, the seven-year cycle of Shemitah, only has a deraisadika level of Issa v'heter only when Yovel is part of the system. Yovel is part of the system of counting the years insofar as Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is concerned. Yovel b'zman hazeh is certainly derabbanan because Yovel is mechayv roiv yoshveh olel, which unfortunately we don't have. So, if Yevil's Derabbanon, Shmitas Karkois goes with it. If Shmitas Karkois Derabbanon, Shmitas Ksofim goes with it. The problem is that it's not clear in the Maskona of the Gemara, because the Gemara then comes up and says Hefker Bezen Hefker. According to Rashi, that Hefker Bezen Hefker would be a rationale to allow one to use a Prozbul even if Shmitas Karkois is Derabbanon. So, there's no Maskona in Gemara that Shmitas Karkois is Derabbanon. That's according to Rashi. Taisvis learns that the Maskana of the Gemara Hefker Bezen Hefker is dealing with a different problem. Certainly, Shmitas Karkois is Derabbanan. However, Taisvis explains the Gemara differently. He understands that Shmitas Karkois doesn't refer to what we call Shmitah, the seventh year. Shmitas Karkois refers to the going back, the return of the land to the original owner, which is the Halochas of Yovel. One sells a field, ancestral Steachuza, it goes back to the original owner in Yovel. So Mele Yovel is Derabbanan. The Gemara never says that Shmitas Karkois is Derabbanan. There's no such Gemara. That's according to Taisvis. Opening up the Rambam, which would be Haloch Lamaisa, the Rambam is quite clear that even though Klal Yisrael is in Golus, Kedushas Beis Hamikdash, the Mokum Hamikdash is full Kedusha. The Nafkamin of that, by the way, is that somebody today who goes up Rachman al-Tzlan on the Harabayis, and he's Tami Lames, as we all are, is Chayiv Karis. That's what the Rambam holds. Other Rishonim hold, no. That after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Kedushas Mokum Hamikdash is Nizbatl, in its fullest sense. The Ravid says Nizbatl al-Kopanim from Karis, even though there is an Issa to go up. But some Rishonim hold Nizbatl Kedushas Beis Hamikdash, but the Rambam says no. Anybody who goes up today on the Harabayis is Chayiv Karis as if he went in the middle of the Kohanim doing the Avodah. The same is true, the Rambam says, of Kedushas Eretz Yisroel. So the Etzem Kedushas Eretz Yisroel is deraisa. The Rambam in one place tells us very clearly that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisroel, as far as Shmita is concerned, is deraisa. Problem is the Rambam himself, once in Perek Dalet, once in Perek Tes, the Rambam himself is Soisa himself. We were mitzayin a working way of being miyash of the Rambam. It's a very difficult problem how to read the Rambams. They seem to clearly contradict each other. That there might be a difference between the Isser Melocha, the Psukim and Parashas Bahar that describe planting, sowing, plowing, and so on. Those might not be deraisa bizman hazeh. The Isser of what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do might be derabbanan bizman hazeh. The same way trumas and maisris and other mitzvot tluyos haaretz is also derabbanan bizman hazeh, because you need the klal yisrael is in eretz yisrael. The pasuk says ki savoyu. Today we're not in a state of savoyu. We don't have klal yisrael in a state of bias haaretz. So mela the mitzvot tluyos haaretz are derabbanan. However, at the same time, moed yitochin that the kedusha of eretz yisrael, insofar as Shmita is concerned, is deraisa, the Peiros of Shvias have a din that they're Hefka Midaraisa. There might be an interesting divide. It would seem to be Meduyik a little bit in where the Rambam is talking. One place the Rambam is talking about one set of halachas, one place the Rambam is talking about a different set of halachas. It's a very big Chiddush, and it has to be explored further. Interestingly, the Ramban is also says himself. The Ramban in Gittin seems to say that it's the Raisa. The Ramban al Torah says the Rabban. The Ramban in his Kedushim in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav brings the Das of the Ravid that there's no Shmita Bizman Hazeh at all. It's a Midas Chasidus, but there's no Shmita's Kakois at all. We pointed out in the previous segment, others tell you that there's no Shmita's Ksofim Bizman Hazeh in Chutz Laretz. Here we're talking about in Eretz Yisrael, Shmita's Kakois. So Chiddush, there is such an opinion. There's another sugya, we just discussed the sugya in Taf Lamed Vav, there's a sugya in Moed Kotten Dav Beis that seems to say that Bizman Hazeh, certain types of previously forbidden activities on Shemitah would be mutter because Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Durabonon. It's clearly not talking about Shemitah's Ksofim, it's not talking about Yovel, it's talking about Shemitah's Karkois. The Gemara would seem to be the Pashtus that Shemitah's Karkois is Durabonon, that's not the way we paskin. One opens up a Chesha Mishpah and Simon Samazayin, the Halachs of Prusbel, the starting point of the Torah and the Mechaber is that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Durabonon. Prusbel is written in that vein, that Shemitah is only Durabonon. That seems to be the mainstream Halacha Maisa, the opinion that those that hold that there is no Shemitah, or those that hold that there is no Shemitah's Ksofim, that's all brought as a Yeshayim, but that's not the Iker Halacha. We'll mention one last point, which is a bit technical. It's based on various sugyas, the sugya in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes, the sugya in Erechin Daf Lamed Beis, and that's how to compute Shemitah. The Gemara has a discussion whether the way to cheshbon the years is seven cycles of 7 years, every Shemitah cycle is 7 years, and then the 50th year being Yovel, the Gemara says Shnas HaChamishim, the Pasuk says Shnas HaChamishim Yer Yovel, is that included in the 49th? The 50th year is also the first of the next 7 year cycle? Or the 50th year is suspended, and then year 51 counts 7 again? Bimei habayis, it's a machlokes tanoim. It's clear from the Pesukim that the halacha is like the Tanakam, and not like Rabbi Yehuda that holds that we count the 50th year as a separate thing. Despite that, bizman hazeh, we count 7 times 7 times 7 times 7. We don't factor in a 50th year. Is that because there is no Yovel? Because, like we said, there's no Rov Yeshve Oleo. So therefore, the counting of the years also, Lefi the Yovel is suspended. It's not just the Dinim of Yovel that are suspended, but the whole existence of Yovel is suspended. Or is that because Bizman Hazeh, the year of Yovel would be able to be counted as the first part of the cycle? That's a subject beyond our, what the reasoning is. We'll just give the Maram HaKomis. There's a large, a long shtickle of Chiddush Reb Chaim HaLevi al Rambam in Hilch Shmitim Yovelim, as well as a fascinating piece of Meshech Chochma that discusses two approaches to the Rambam's opinion of how to count the years in Perek Yud of Hilch Shmitim Yovelim based on the Goyin, based on a Mesoris from the Goyim Ayin Shom. It's a fascinating discussion.